This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
A grand jury in Baltimore indicting six police officers in connection with the death of Freddie Gray.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, May 22nd, 2015. Happy birthday to Oneida Hamrick in Houston. The state's attorney in Baltimore says all six officers charged in the police custody death of Freddie Gray have been indicted by the grand jury, as you heard. State's attorney Marilyn Mosby made the announcement yesterday. The charges returned by the grand jury, similar to the charges that she announced about 3 weeks ago. She said that Freddie Gray's neck was broken because he was injured while being handcuffed, shackled, and placed headfirst into a police van. She says his pleas for medical attention were repeatedly ignored. And this all stems from an arrest on April 12th. Freddie Gray died a week later in a hospital, became now what people are saying is a symbol of police brutality against blacks. A horrible case in Washington, D.C. has found some closure, perhaps, but not enough. The gruesome slayings of a prominent Washington family and their housekeeper, they have come down and found the subject of the suspect in this case. His name is Darren Dylan Witt, was tailed by federal authorities from the nation's capital to New York and back before he was arrested late last night. It all happened last week as firefighters responded to reports of a fire at a Washington mansion not far from the home of the vice president. Inside were the bodies of Savopoulos, the CEO and president of American Iron Works, his wife, their 10-year-old son, and the family's housekeeper. The victim showed signs of blunt force trauma, and they believe that all four were killed before the house was set on fire. They were found bound with duct tape, and there were signs that the young boy had been stabbed and tortured before he was set on fire. Now, this all sounds like something out of CSI, because the big break came when investigators identified the man they now believe is their suspect through his DNA, and it was found on a crust of pizza. Domino's delivered two pizzas to the house on May 14th as the family was held hostage. And they say that they believe that they were extorting the man and torturing him in order to get more money.
A DNA off the crust of a
slice of pizza.
Uh-huh. You've seen that on TV? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Well, they found your DNA on stuff on a glass or a cup. Yeah.
Soda and in this case, anything.
Even your trash, if you throw your trash out there, they get you.
Yeah.
A judge in New Jersey has dismissed domestic violence charges against Ray Rice, who was captured by the surveillance camera, of course, knocking his then-fiance unconscious. The judge dismissed the charges yesterday after the Atlantic County prosecutor told him that the former Ravens running back had completed the terms of his pretrial intervention. Under the terms of the program, he paid $125 in fines and received anger management counseling. In this, in February of 2014, he was charged with third-degree aggravated assault.
He can't dismiss the YouTube videos with showing him beating that.
No, certainly not. But he has done his.
His record is clean.
He's done his due diligence. He's done what they asked him to do, and now he has a fresh start, hopefully. And we'll see what happens from there. It's going to be a bit of a trial for the Houston Rockets, who lost again to the Golden State Warriors last night. And it was a squeaker, 99-98. And the Rockets are 0-2 in the playoffs.
This ain't the Clippers.
Headlines.
Okay.
Hey.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.